Karellen! Karellen, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Herr Rodericks. For a little while, we shall be able to speak.
Just to hear another voice is good. Even if it's...
Even if the voice is not human. What do you see?
Everywhere, the monitors show me the Earth in convulsion.
They are drawing energy from your planet.
How long do I have left?
Impossible to say. Until the great change is complete.
All this began with Katerina.
There were others. There always have been. But always the powers waned. As the children grew to adulthood.
You knew how dangerous it was, the power. It's why you came.
It is why we came.
Humanity learned so much from you. But did you learn from us, too? Did you ever really understand us?
There is always mystery.
Did you understand why there was resistance to you? Your superior technology banished poverty, almost all disease, war. You offered mankind utopia, and most were only too willing to accept. But did you understand in the early days why some refused?
We were mistrusted.
And some were too fearful. Some had never sought utopia, and saw in it the end of humanity.
Wainwright's going to speak now.
The last of the great demagogues.
How much support can he really count on, do you think?
It's surprising how often one hears at dinner parties one's fellow guests expressing support for the Freedom League.
I'm surprised that Karellen allows it to exist.
What can he do? It is difficult to tell with Karellen, reading the nuances of a disembodied voice. But sometimes I think I catch a note of exasperation when he sees the ingratitude of humanity. The future will see man's full potential realized, freed from petty disputes and cruelties. I thank God I've lived to see this, Katerina.
Why do you think Karellen won't appear in person?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you ever wonder what they look like? I picture them like angels. Is that ridiculous?
No more ridiculous than any other theory.
I don't mean that they are soft and gentle and fly around in those long, silly shirts. I mean powerful, like the angels out of William Blake with swords of fire. The servants of God.
The servants of God.
I'm being silly, aren't I?
No, not at all. Maybe you're right, Katerina. Perhaps the overlords are our guardian angels.
Behind me, in that building, traitors collude with the overlords to impose their alien dictatorship.
Absolutely.
The overlords have come, they say, to save us from ourselves. We cannot deny what they have brought us, how they have changed our lives, how they've revolutionized medicine. No one starves. Nations no longer go to war. But there is a price to be paid. To be human is to struggle. Conflict is central to our destiny. To remove conflict from human life is to demean us. Not even God has sought to do so. We are fighting for the right to be human. Let the struggle continue!
Why do people listen to this Wainwright?